This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Who won the war between Israel and Hamas? A ceasefire is in effect now, and Palestinians are rallying by the thousands this morning, many seeing this as a victory for Hamas over Israel. Hamas is the Islamic military group. The AP's Joseph Krauss is in Jerusalem.
They're celebrating this as a victory against a much more powerful enemy in Israel, even though the war exacted a huge toll on ordinary people in Gaza. More than 200 people were killed in the war, the vast majority of them Palestinians. But for many Palestinians, this was Hamas standing up to a much more powerful force that was guilty of what they saw as abuses in Jerusalem and elsewhere in the occupied territories.
In Israel, some are accusing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of ending the war too soon. U.S. Secretary of State Tony Blinken will visit the region in the next few days. COVID cases in this country are down to their lowest level since last June, about 30,000 a day on average. But some states are trying to boost slowing vaccination rates, like New York, which is going to start giving out lottery tickets with COVID shots. Our Ed Donahue's got this.
It will start next week.
Vax and scratch.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says this is similar to what other states are doing.
You get a vaccination and you get a lottery ticket for the $5 million mega multiplier New York State lottery.
The governor says this is a situation where everyone wins.
You have a 1 in 9 chance of winning the lottery, but you get the vaccine and you win.
I'm Ed Donahue.
CNN says the Trump administration Justice Department secretly obtained the 2017 phone records of CNN Pentagon correspondent Barbara Starr. The Justice Department isn't revealing anything about why. Louisiana officials are blaming 5 deaths on storms that hit the state this week. This is AP News. Now to cryptocurrencies and the tax man. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
The Biden administration is taking steps to ensure Americans who pay for goods or services with cryptocurrencies don't sidestep the tax man. As the use of digital or cryptocurrencies is slowly growing, the Treasury Department outlined new measures to keep track of large transactions. Among them, businesses that receive crypto assets over $10,000 would have to report them to the IRS, just like businesses have to do with cash. Another policy change would require payment services providers to file Form 1099 reports in order to discourage businesses from trying to hide their income by using alternatives to traditional banks. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Dow gained 188 points yesterday. The Nasdaq and the S&P were up too. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.